Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has taken responsibility for the collapse of Afghanistan and the swift takeover by the Taliban, America's sworn enemy. Quote, I am president of the United States and the buck stops with me. I am deeply saddened by the facts we now face, but I do not regret my decision to end America's war fighting in Afghanistan. End quote. Former CIA Director and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News says Biden's handling of the withdrawal has weakened the United States.
And I hope this administration comes to understand that apologizing, placating, appeasing, being weak only presents risks to American security.
At least seven people were killed during the chaos at the Kabul airport on Monday after clinging onto a U.S. military transport that took off during the mayhem. Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom's recall is underway. Golden State voters started to cast their ballots in the state's historical second-ever gubernatorial recall. California counties began sending out mail-in ballots on Monday. The election has been set to be held on September 14th. USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced New Zealand will enter a nationwide lockdown at its highest level on Tuesday night after one person in Auckland tested positive for COVID-19. The Biden administration has put another 1,000 troops into Afghanistan to secure the Kabul airport. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
This deployment is a further sign the Biden administration misjudged the speed of the takeover of the Taliban. Major General Hank Taylor, who is Director of Operations in Afghanistan, said the goal of the mission has not changed.
The U.S. military remains focused on the present mission to facilitate the safe evacuation of U.S. citizens, SIVs, and Afghans at risk, to get these personnel out of Afghanistan as quickly and as safely as possible.
After a 20-year war against terrorism in Afghanistan, the Taliban regained control of the country in about a week.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
U.S. Army veteran and CIA analyst Matt Zeller on MSNBC slams President Biden for his failure to the people of Afghanistan.
There is such a profound, bold-faced lie in that speech, the idea that we plan for every contingency. I have been personally trying to tell this administration since it took office. I've been trying to tell our government for years that this was coming. We sent them plan after plan on how to evacuate these people. Nobody listened to us. They didn't plan for the evacuation of our Afghan wartime allies. They're trying to conduct it now at the 11th hour. The thing that they were most concerned about was the optics of a chaotic evacuation. Well, they got exactly what they were most concerned of by failing to do what was right when we could have done it. We had all the people and equipment in place to be able to save these people months ago, and we did nothing. I'm appalled that he thinks that we only need to take 2,000 people. There's 86,000 people who are currently left behind in Afghanistan alone. We've identified all of them for the government. I have no idea why he claims that people don't want to leave Afghanistan. I have a list of 14 14,000 names right now of people who want to get out of Afghanistan. And the idea that the Afghan military should be blamed for this, do you know how many casualties the Afghan military took in an average year? More than the United States did in 20. When you're not getting paid on a regular basis, when you're not getting fuel, when no one is supplying you with ammunition, and yet you're still showing up to the fight, how dare us for having to blame these people for not having the audacity to be able to survive a Taliban onslaught?
President Biden has returned to vacation. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, to know it wasn't going to be easy, right? Especially the way things turned out and the way they're continuing to unravel on us. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show that comes to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, go to BillMartinezShow.com. Dr. Carol Swain is going to join us here in just a few seconds. We're going to talk about her brand new book, Black Eye for America. And I'll tell you, it is not only just a black eye for America on all fronts, whether we're talking the border, what's happening in the classroom. Now it's what is happening internationally. Dr. Swain tweeted out yesterday, the Biden administration is a threat to our national security. We don't know who is running the country, nor do we know how much influence our foreign enemies have over our leaders. Dr. Swain, good to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm doing great, and it's my pleasure to be on your show again.
Well, that's very kind of you, Carol. I appreciate your insight here, and what you're saying is what we're hearing more and more of is people are wondering who is running our country.
Well, it's not Kamala or Joe because they were unaware of what happened in Afghanistan. And I would say Kamala was unaware because she tweeted about the need to get the vaccine while all the action was taking place.
Yeah, I mean,
it was as if she was oblivious to what was taking place in the world.
Can you believe anything like that? I mean, at this level of our government, you're talking the president, vice president, we're disconnected from what was happening in Afghanistan. I mean, he's off in another bunker someplace. She's talking about things that are, it's kind of a non sequitur. I mean, this is disturbing on so many levels.
It is, but you know something? They were installed as a president and vice president. That's the only way I can describe it. And the people that helped install them are running the country, and there are different entities involved. And I would say that big tech played a major role.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you bring that up that they were installed. I mean, look at the debate continues and a growing debate now. Over 50%, and this is Republicans, Democrats alike, are saying we need to conduct an audit because we just, you know, we have too many questions about what happened in 2020, not to mention in the first 7-8 months of this administration. What they've done, you know, to this country. I mean, we went from, you know, just 7-8 months ago, it was America first. Now it's America last. Now, but somehow America first was insulting. And I think to this cabal in this group that's pulling the strings in our country today, Dr. Swain, because, you know, what's the difference? I mean, the communist Chinese aren't saying, you know, CCP last. Germany's not saying, you know, Germany last. Russia's not saying, you know, they're all saying they want to be first. And somehow, America First is an insult to these cabalers.
I know, and it's really interesting because the America that I knew as a child and grew up in, I feel like it no longer exists.
Mm-hmm.
And that the best we can hope for by standing together around values and principles and our Constitution and our civil rights laws is a restoration of what once was.
Mm-hmm. Well, you bring up a good point here. You know, when you go back and you consider the first American Revolution, they didn't have, they didn't have a Declaration of Independence per se, although they did. I mean, it was drafted, but, you know, much less a Constitution that said how this Declaration was going to be affected and everything. I mean, they did this based on just the obvious, wrongheadedness of the king and what was going on in this new growing republic. And here we are. I mean, we've got 245 years of history, blood, treasure, heritage, legacy of parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents that paid the ultimate price for this American dream. I've got to believe, Carol, I want to be hopeful that and I see it from time to time where the people are starting to stand up and saying, hell no, this is not going to happen. And as much as it would count on me, you know, I'm going to find another patriot to stand shoulder to shoulder and back to back for this American dream.
Well, I agree. And this is something that crosses partisan lines. And I think we need to not feel like that we are fighting this alone. I think we have to reach out to other Americans. And one of the problems is it's difficult for them to get information.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the biggest problem. And that's one of the issues we try to address in the new book, Black Eye for America, how mm-hmm. critical race theory is burning down the house. It is affecting every sector of our society, including the U.S. military. Maybe
yes.
One reason why our military is so weak is that they're focused on critical race theory and social justice and pushing LGBT rights, more focused on that than protecting us against foreign and domestic threats.
Right. And how disgusting, Dr. Swain, that the military leadership and the leader of our government overseeing the Department of Defense, they just flat out lied to Congress when they said critical race theory is not part of their doctrine, that they are apolitical. And they're not involved with this. And you go, wait a minute. The signs are way too obvious. You know, flag officers, people that we have known by, you know, history and by their reputation, who stood for, you know, let's just say conservative values that wouldn't stomach critical race theory, suddenly are no more. They're gone. And the ones that want to support, I mean, like General Milley, I mean, his statement about, oh, trying to understand his whiteness. I mean, are you, What drug, you know, what formula of grape juice did you take that has diluted your mind to such a degree? And then you want to tell me the military is not affected by this critical race theory jargon?
Well, I can tell you that it started with President Obama and his purging of the military of mm-hmm. generals that
right.
he thought would be disloyal to him. And the reason he thought they would be disloyal is that these were true patriots who had sworn to uphold the Constitution against foreign and domestic threats. And these were people that they felt they could not control mm-hmm. when it came to pushing a particular agenda if it ran counter to our Constitution. So it started with the Obama administration. It has clear Marxist roots, and it's really about taking down America. And with critical race theory, I would argue that they're using racial and ethnic minorities just to make inroads for their agenda that has nothing to do with blacks and social justice. It's really about tearing down the American system. They have nothing to replace it with.
Exactly. Well, it's the shroud is being pulled back on this, Dr. Swain, and this is how I see the people responding. And no doubt they took over the media because that's what Marxists do. This is what communists do. This is how they take over a country. You control the media and big tech, corporate America, you know, the legacy media is all in for the destruction of this country. But, you know, people, just like always, they always find a way to discover the truth. Whether it's shows like yours or mine and other independent shows that continue for as long as we can to pursue the truth and report on the truth, you know, this is where they come to. I mean, in a sense, it's like pirate radio in the 21st century here that's taking place, because people need to get this information, and we're so grateful for you and for your dedication. Dr. Carol Swain is with us, and we'll have more from her on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. 75 years ago, Reverend Charlie Byers started the Gospel Tide Hour radio program to share the gospel message in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. That initial Gospel Tide Hour show that enthralled the surrounding community gave birth to the Tide Ministry, a global network of partners sharing the gospel and making disciples in 30 different languages on 3 continents. The gospel has the power to change lives all around the world, and our passion is to help as many people as possible find new life in Christ by telling them the good news about Jesus in their own language. We are humbled by what God has enabled us to accomplish over 75 years, and we look forward to what the Lord will do in the next 7 decades. To learn about the Tide Ministry's vision to impact even more people over the next 75 years and how you can participate in sharing the good news of Christ around the globe, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, where we are fresh and independent, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Carol Swain is with us. She is the
former university professor, a political science professor of law at Vanderbilt University Law School, host of Be the People podcast, radio show, TV show too, right, Carol, aren't you, with Be the People?
Yes, yes. Conversations with Dr. Carol Swain is the TV show that's on the Binge TV network, and I share it on YouTube as well as social media. It's a weekly program.
Because you're just not busy enough. That's the problem, right? You just
I don't know what to drop. You know, I still do the Bob Radio 2 minutes with Dr. Carol Swain, and I have several things happening, and I really don't know what to let go of.
No, I understand
it all.
Yeah, I understand, because in times like this, you know, we're putting it out there, you know, ideas that are dropped into our beings, and we have to share with people, and especially when we see what's happening with the media and how information is being oppressed. You know, you mentioned before the break Barack Obama, and we've been saying this repeatedly. I mean, he warned everybody, and when he warned us in his inauguration speech and saying that he was going to fundamentally transform America, you know, people applauded. I mean, his followers just really ate that up. And I thought, gosh, am I the only person asking, what does he mean by fundamentally transforming us? And to what are we going to be transformed to? And it seemed
well,
the mainstream.
He was successful.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm sorry. He
no,
did do that.
Yeah. Well, he set the rails. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. He fundamentally changed America. He did everything he said he was going to do.
Mm-hmm. And from that point forward, and all under the guise, Carol, I think that most Americans, if you ask them why they voted for Barack Obama, in their heart of hearts, the number one thing is they wanted a healing, a racial healing to take place. And they thought with Barack Obama that healing would take place. Sadly, and ironically, just the opposite occurred. Is that what you felt and understood as well?
Yes, because I knew so many of my colleagues, I was at Vanderbilt at the time, and they voted for him because they thought it would make America look good. Mm-hmm. And he lied to us, just like all of those people that will tell you, no, we're not doing critical race theory. We're doing culturally sensitive learning. We're doing DEI. We're doing social justice. We're doing educational equity. They lie.
Mm-hmm.
They know
yes.
what they're doing.
Yeah. What happened with reading, writing, and arithmetic? No longer that's good?
But I tell you, the social, emotional learning, SEL, that grades people based on their behavior, judged by some secular teacher, all of that takes away from academics. And so there's so much focus on social engineering that mm-hmm. they have lost sight of education. And I also want to point out, even though this co-authored book, Black Eye for America, How Critical Race Theory is Burning Down the House, is about critical race theory, mm-hmm. there's also critical queer theory, critical feminist theory, and those theories and those agendas are being pushed in the classroom as well, K through 12. And that is why our children are being sexualized mm-hmm. in kindergarten. And that is why little boys are being discriminated against because they are males. It's all part of the agenda to divide. And critical theory itself is rooted in conflict theory. It can never bring about a reconciliation. It can only destroy. It's about deconstructing all of our institutions. And there's nothing that progressives have to replace what they destroy.
Right. Exactly. And that's a critical point. And I hope and pray people caught what you just said, because that's the bottom line of this. This is about a destruct. There's no construct. There's no redemption in this, is there?
No, not at all. And I am, you know, very pleased that so many parents are standing up and fighting back. And, you know, with the new book, it was written to explain to people what critical theory is, where it came from, how it impacts our society, why it's un-American, why it runs counter to our civil rights laws and our U.S. Constitution. And we have two chapters on how to fight back against it. Mm-hmm. And we also have resources in the back. We have a glossary so that you can look up all those terms that they're using as euphemisms when you challenge them about critical race theory. There's an index, and anyone who reads the book, not a long book, it's 176 pages, you will be fully equipped to fight back.
Exactly. Well, critical race theory, as you say, came on the scene so quickly, and it sounded, I mean, it was another one of those Trojan horses that was sent out there, and it looked so, you know, like maybe so reasonable. But then when you actually saw the curricula, and this is why the mama bears across the country are storming their school boards, and that, you know, and that's an awesome response. That's the American way of life, and it's encouraging because it reminds everybody what we, the people, is all about, and if we, the people, you know, can be the people, then we can get America back on track. You know, you talk about critical race theory being un-American. I mean, at its base, it's un-American. It's inhumane, isn't it?
It is, and this whole idea that anyone would think it's acceptable to shame or bully a person because of the color of their skin, and that is happening to white children. And white adults are in hostile workplaces where they are being told to shut up and, you know, that they are not allowed to speak in certain situations. They're being told that pretty much the black person or the minority is always right.
Yeah.
And it's like a reverse Jim Crow that has taken place. And that is counter to the Constitution and civil rights laws. And people have rights, and they have a right not to be discriminated against because of the color of their skin. They have a right not to have to work in a hostile workplace or a hostile learning environment. Our children have it hard enough now trying to learn at home or in masks. We need to support our children, and what we're doing right now is not supporting them.
Well, after COVID-19, kids being out of school and all that they've endured, now they come back and they're going to be told that they need to, you know, put their whiteness in place. I mean, this is so, this lacks, you know, any kind of, you know, true search for intellect and an expansion of understanding and education. You know, Carol, I was talking with our good friend DeRoy Murdoch, and I said, you know, the thing that I find quite ironic is these teachers are in these classrooms are teaching critical race theory and about, you know, how black is superior to white, and with more interracial marriages that we've had in the history of this country of ours, you've got these kids now that come home and say, hey, Mom, we found out today in school because you're black, you're great, and Dad, you're white, you're terrible. I mean, how are you going to reconcile that at home?
I know it's a terrible situation, and, you know, we just have to keep pushing back against it. And I've also argued that racial and ethnic minorities like me, that we might have to leave this battle because many whites feel that they can't speak up. And when we were fighting our civil rights movement, there were whites that stood alongside us. And the true story of America is one that during the period of slavery, there were always white abolitionists. There were whites who risked their lives setting up the Underground Railroad. There were white philanthropists that set up black colleges and universities and schools across the South. And there have always been white people that have walked alongside their black and Asian brothers and sisters. And we need to recognize that, and we need to stay in, and all of us need to be anti-racist. This
Without
is not
a doubt.
For white people, this is for everyone.
That's because we all believe, Carol. Look at how many people gave up their lives during the Civil War that were non-black. And because we believe in what God said, that all men are created equal. That wasn't our founding fathers. Yes, they documented it in our Constitution, Declaration of Independence. But it was God first who said that we are made in his image. And when we know, when we honor God, God honors us back. He blesses us back. And this is what we're missing right now. But people are starting to wake up and realize. Congratulations on the book. It'll be linked on our website. Black Eye for America, How Critical Race Theory is Burning Down the House. Dr. Carol Swain. Thank you, Carol. Take care. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enriched activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has taken responsibility for the collapse of Afghanistan and the swift takeover by the Taliban, America's sworn enemy. Quote, I am president of the United States and the buck stops with me. I am deeply saddened by the facts we now face, but I do not regret my decision to end America's war fighting in Afghanistan. End quote. Former CIA Director and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News says Biden's handling of the withdrawal has weakened the United States.
And I hope this administration comes to understand that apologizing, placating, appeasing, being weak only presents risks to American security.
At least seven people were killed during the chaos at the Kabul airport on Monday after clinging onto a U.S. military transport that took off during the mayhem. Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom's recall is underway. Golden State voters started to cast their ballots in the state's historical second-ever gubernatorial recall. California counties began sending out mail-in ballots on Monday. The election has been set to be held on September 14th. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Jeff Kemp joining us, the former NFL quarterback, now ministry leader, more passionate than ever about strengthening men, marriages, and families. And we're so privileged and honored to have Jeff on us most weeks. And Jeff, thank you so much for carving out time and coming on the show to talk about, you know, these critical issues of this day that people need to hear about.
Hey, Bill, it's a privilege. It's fun. I was telling my wife, Stacy. Mm-hmm. You know what? I love talking to Bill every week, and I'm kind of excited and surprised that Bill likes talking to me every week. But I think he really is having fun, and I'm having fun, and we think it's important to help people calibrate really essential, central things going back to God mm-hmm. made us.
Yeah.
He's real. He's eternal. We're eternal. And he's got answers to all the crazy stuff going on.
Yeah.
And, that's what you enjoy doing in these 10 minutes we have together, and so do I.
Yeah, it's a true blessing, Jeff. You know, I wanted to talk to you, and I like how you expanded on it, and you sent me a note back talking about the pressures of this world and how they want you to conform to the things of this world or be canceled. You know, and I'm saying it's time to buck the trend by first believing God and conforming to what God's called us to conform to, right?
Yeah, you know, when I saw that you wanted to chat a little bit about cancel culture and the pressure that music and news and entertainment and social media and politics and governments are putting on us to conform, it made me think of a place in the Bible where it uses conform in a good way. Mm-hmm. And it's tied to my life Bible verse. I came to Jesus from a serious, I finally want to follow God versus just believe in him.
Mm-hmm.
In college, at the end of college, Romans 8:28 came into my mind. I was drunk and successful and having fun, but empty inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder what was wrong. And Romans 8:28 came to me. All things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And verse 29 explains his purpose for all those that he's called to himself is to conform them to the image and character of Jesus.
Yeah.
So God's purpose for us, every single person listening, is to come back into relationship with him and then for him to shape us to be more and more like Jesus, to conform us to the character of Jesus. If we would conform in that way, which being in the Bible, being in fellowship with the church, being open and transparent and confessing our weaknesses, struggles, and sins, praying and talking to God like a father, and letting him shape us, if we were to be letting him conform us, we would have a joy that overcomes all the crazy cancel culture stuff, all the trials of life, all the political divisions and debates. We could have joy and peace even though people are doing bad things to us or bad things to others. And I think that's where we're going to find the answer to this cancel culture and the pressures to conform.
Mm-hmm. And as you say, Jeff, appropriately, the madness of this world, I mean, at every turn, you know, our southern border, how women are being subjected to sex trafficking, young boys into turned into mules to traffic drugs, the debasement of morality, how we have fallen so far. We see the images again of a country that's dismantling in Afghanistan. People, you know, looking for salvation, hanging onto an airplane as it's lifting off and they fall to the ground to their inevitable death. I mean, and every day, Jeff, I've been waking up and realizing that here I wake up in America and I know people are suffering in Afghanistan right now at the hands of the Taliban. And women in particular that are being, they're being awarded as trophies to these Taliban warriors because that's what they were promised, that, hey, look, you join us and you'll have a woman. Don't worry. You know, you'll have plenty of sex. We'll take care of you. And these are their trophies now, these Afghan women who not that long ago were lifted up to where they could drive, they could go to school, and all that now under Sharia law is gone, and it will be taken away from them in the most frightful manner. And if that doesn't bring you to your knees and want to bring God into the center, and as much as it would count on any one of us, to heed God's word and his promise that he will conform us in the image of Jesus, that we would be a difference, that we would truly be that light that could not be stifled by darkness, Jeff.
Right. Well, Jesus is love and Jesus is truth, and Jesus submits himself and subjects himself to serving others and putting their interests ahead of themselves. That approach wouldn't allow selfishness, wouldn't allow ethnic division and hatred, wouldn't allow the use of other human beings, wouldn't allow the abuse of women, wouldn't allow the power-hungry approach that certain ethnic groups put onto others, or men put onto women.
Exactly.
Jesus is the opposite of all that.
Mm.
Now, it doesn't guarantee that the culture you're in gets fixed and it's easy. For example, Jesus's culture, the Roman culture, was incredibly oppressive, trying to tell the Jews, you can't do anything your way. It doesn't matter. Our way is the new way. It's better way.
Mm-hmm.
Conform to us. Well, Daniel was shipped off to Babylon along with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He didn't whine. He didn't cry. He didn't point the finger and say, you Babylonians are so wrong. He just lived for God, and he had some non-negotiables. This is important in a post-Christian, post-modern era America. Mm-hmm. We're not the home team anymore. That's the way Dr. Tony Evans says it. We got to wake up and realize we're not the home team. Not everyone in the stands is cheering for us.
Right.
That doesn't matter. You still play the game. In this case, you live for Christ, his way, and you actually love the people in the stands, but you're not trying to get them to clap for you. If you do, you'll compromise everything. You'll conform to the culture, and you won't be a shining light, and you won't have an influence. So remember, we're not the home team. Like Daniel, there's some non-negotiables. I will stay faithful to God no matter what. And he had his non-negotiables. He was going to keep eating his God's food. He was going to pray to God, and he wasn't going to compromise. And he didn't criticize others. He just did it his God's way.
Yes.
Well, it worked out well for Daniel, and God pulled off the miracles that were needed for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire, and Daniel in the den. We need to be as resolved as Daniel and as humble as Jesus, and put the interests of others ahead of ourselves, decide our non-negotiables. I'm not going to compromise on this stuff, but I'm not going to sit around whining. I'm going to let love be my message.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, you know, as important as politics is, and I come from a political family, America's a great nation and needs people to run for office, school board, vote, be engaged. We will not save souls through politics. And our main thing is to be ambassadors for Jesus, and that's the reconciliation with Eternal Father. Mm-hmm. That's not making America Christian again.
Right. I love your framing of non-negotiables. And one of those key non-negotiables for Daniel was in honoring God, that he wasn't going to bend his knee to anything other than God Almighty. And that's what people need to understand and grasp here. And as you quoted Jordan Peterson, who says, calm doesn't bend to cancel culture. Well, where does calm come from? Doesn't it come from those non-negotiables? We got about 35 seconds left, Jeff. I'll let you bring us home.
Calm comes from shalom. Shalom comes from the God of peace. And the God of peace is Father God, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit that he sent to us. So the gospel is our rock, and it's our hope, and it will conform us to Christ, and then we'll be a good influence in the culture.
May you continue to be strengthened as God fulfills his promise to each one of us to conform us in the image of Christ, to be servant leaders. Jeff Kemp, thank you.
About refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey, I hope it's your best day ever. And we're starting it out on the right foot. Thank you for joining in and listening to this, very independent radio show. And it's our honor and pleasure to come to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Right now it is time for our weekly installment of the Good News Grill. We're talking Samantha Mao. We go to Sam's Corner, and she's got some great uplifting stories to share with us. Again, we're reminded that, laughter is great medicine. This cancer doctor that we spoke with a couple of weeks ago reminded us quite clearly that, we should find ourselves laughing three times more than anything else. I think he may have said 8 to 10 times. But in any respect, maybe we should think about this, Sam, how often are we laughing every day? And ever since he said that to me, I've been more aware to laugh and to enjoy a good laugh and to look for times to laugh, because there's plenty out there to depress you if that's what you want to focus on, right?
That's true. But, I found that laughing really, it helps when you surround yourself with the right people. Like me and my husband are laughing all the time, always kind of making right. jokes. And mm-hmm. I just found that I laugh a lot with him, like not at him, obviously, mm-hmm. like with him.
Right,
and,
of course.
He likes my sense of humor. I like his. And it's
a good match,
good for your soul. And it's good. Yeah, I think it's good. I tend to be a laughing kind of person anyway, kind of make jokes. And I really do think it makes a difference in how you feel.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's a healing agent is what this cancer doctor was saying. And, we remember years ago, and you may have heard me say that there's Mr. Cousins. I think he was the editor for the Washington Post, and he was diagnosed with cancer. And there he is in the hospital, and they wanted to give him all these drugs and everything like that. And he says, look, just give me vitamin. All I want is vitamin C. And bring all these sitcoms in. I want to see I Love Lucy, The Three Stooges. And the nurses would go by his room, and they would just hear him laughing his head off, aww. Watching these movies. And he ended up getting on the other side and conquering cancer. And this was his way. And this, of course, became very well documented and reported on. This was happened, I think, in about the mid 80s is when this occurred. So it's quite telling. And again, we're reminded that, laughter is good medicine. And we have a very serious world right now that's very uptight. And it's just too weird. And, they've lost their sense of humor. And we need to find our sense of humor again and go laugh our butts off, if I can say that. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about this woman. This is a sweet story. pays for a lost athlete's taxi. I don't know how an athlete gets lost, but anyway, he's in need of a taxi, no money, probably in his gym shorts. And most athletes don't carry a billfold in their gym shorts when they're working out or going to a race. But anyway, so he's without money. She pays the taxi bill to get him to his race, and he ends up winning the gold, huh? Tell us what else happened.
So can you imagine you make it all the way to the Olympics? You've trained your whole life. You've worked your... You know, you burst your tail off. You're the best of the best. You're going to make it. And you get to the venue and you have read the directions wrong. You've taken the bus to the wrong venue. Well, what would you do? So Hansel Parchman, he's a Jamaican hurdler. And he actually, so he gets there and he thinks it was a swimming venue. You know, he's in a foreign country. He doesn't know what's going on. I myself could see how you might get lost.
Exactly.
But he's at crunch time.
Plus on top of that, these Olympic events, they're not like all in a contiguous area. Generally, they could be miles and maybe even hours apart, right, in some of these venues.
Oh, yeah. And so he can't take the bus back. You know, he can't get there in time. Can you imagine? That's what's going to stand in your way. You took the bus to the wrong place, and you're not going to make it in time. So he starts looking around, desperate for someone to help. And he finds a young woman named Tiana, and she's just a volunteer, and she's limited on what she can do. But you know what she does? She takes money out of her own wallet and helps this guy, gives him money for a cab. He makes it just in time for warm-up, and he ends up winning the gold.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Can you believe that that was almost what... stop him. I mean, it's just like, to me, it was just unbelievable, this moment. She had, you know, she had no idea probably what his event was. There's thousands and thousands of athletes competing. But this guy ends up winning the gold. This is like the 110-meter hurdles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not an easy race. So he goes back and he videotapes her when he goes back. And he's like, it's because of you. You know, you're part of this. You helped me get this medal. And he pays her back. And now, you know, Jamaica is hosting her for an event, and it's just, I think it's just such a great story, and you just never know. I mean, what a small thing that you might think, you know, you're like, okay, here, let me just help you with this, and you think, I'm never going to see this person again. This person turns around and becomes one of the winners of the Olympics, the gold winners.
Olympic gold, and there they are.
I cannot believe it.
what an awesome story. This next one is a cat's meow leads a searcher to an 83-year-old owner who fell into a ravine. A cat? I mean, we hear about dogs, but a cat?
Yeah, you know, usually you think of cats kind of doing their own thing. I mean, some are very affectionate. Some just kind of do their own thing. But this cat loved its 83-year-old owner. This is in the UK. A woman with a cat named Perron. She had gotten lost, and they're out in the field searching for her. They're going around. Nobody can figure out where she is. She's fallen down. And she's actually even fallen through barbed wire down into into a stream.
Wow.
And so she's calling for help, and nobody hears her. And this cat goes over, and he just starts meowing like crazy.
It's not even her cat.
No, it is her cat.
Oh, it is her cat. Okay.
Yeah, this is her cat. This cat loves her. And
okay.
And so they said he was quite persistent, but it was just unusual for this cat. So this cat just keeps meowing, and it's very attached to her. And they said it would have been hours until they found this lady, but instead, this cat actually. So it's kind of like the Lassie version of a cat, which I think is pretty cool. You know, you never know what animal is going to end up helping you.
Exactly. So be nice to cats, okay? I mean, they do have attitudes, but there are some good cats. My son has two cats that are that way. I mean, they are, once they get to know you and stuff, and he says that also they're breathing, you know, they kind of hum. And, you know, if you've been around cats, and it's unusual. And my son says that that humming is a healing frequency, and that cats will sense when you need, you need an adjustment, some kind of, they come in and they're very affectionate. They'll rub against you. And so the next time a cat rubs against you and starts humming, don't think it's being annoying. It's being sensitive to you, and it's offering a healing blessing, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah, cool? I love cats. Yeah. I think it's so interesting how these animals kind of just, they feel things that we don't even realize we're projecting. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think it's amazing that they know how to communicate. It's almost like they're talking when a cat's meowing at you, they know that you understand that they're trying to get your attention. And, you know, thankfully they were able to take this lady to the hospital and hopefully she'll be okay.
Unbelievable. What a great story. Well, after nearly 80 years, and we're like in the 80-year category here, you got a Holocaust survivor and a grandson reunite with Family Bible. Okay, tell us this story. What's going on?
So Susie Leiter and her grandson, they got a Bible. This Bible was originally from 1874. Now, her family ended up fleeing Stuttgart in Germany in 1942, and they left things behind, including this Bible, which was really important to them. It ends up being found in 1990, and it ends up, you know, kind of traveling around, and finally it makes it to a historian that decides, you know what, I think that it's time that we try to find a family that goes along with this Bible. Mm-hmm. And after all these years, this Bible, so it's sold on eBay, goes to this historian finds them and gives the Bible back. And I just can't imagine the overwhelming feeling of emotions, you know, like what that's, because 1942, wow. That sounds so long ago, mm-hmm. but it's not, you know, that's within people's lifetime. There's people that are still alive that went through that. And I think it's just amazing that there's things like this still happening, that they're able to reunite families. And fortunately, it went to somebody who made the effort, because I'm sure that was the last thing on their mind. Mm-hmm. You know, at this point, you never think you're going to recover something like that. And
exactly.
I just think it's such a blessing.
Wow, without a doubt. This next story is about a superhero. A man finds three lost rings within minutes of searching. Is this guy like... He's just a super supernatural kind of guy who can find. I mean, if you've ever lost a ring, I mean, it's like frightful, especially in some places. If you lose them in the ocean or something like that, good luck, you know.
Oh yeah, I've seen jewelry I've seen a piece of jewelry even float away on a piece of styrofoam into the water, never to be seen again. It just slowly floats away. So, you know, usually if you lose something like that, it's gone for good. Well, Glenn Darrell, he was kayaking, and he lost two very important rings. He lost his wedding ring, and he lost a ring that was in memory of his late mother. Mm. And so, of course, he's heartbroken, and he thinks he's never going to see it again. I mean, if you don't have some kind of special thing, there's nothing you can do. Well, Matt exactly. Goldsmith, with I think the perfect name, he started using a metal detector on his own. He's seen them online, and he's like, you know what, I'm going to try to do this myself. So he ends up getting contacted by Glenn, and within just about 15 minutes, he's found both of those rings and another ring on top mm-hmm. of it. And it's, mm-hmm. you know, whenever Glenn had those rings found, I think he was so shocked that it actually happened that he started crying. It was very emotional for him.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
you know, you never know when something like a hobby, you know, you think of metal detectors, that's a hobby. You're just kind of doing it to see what you
exactly.
find.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a blessing when you're able to help people like that. Superhero for him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, cool story. Sam also has a Sam's Corner, a couple sending books to inmates to show them that they're not forgotten, and an Atlanta sister raised thousands to gift refugee children with school supplies. Great stories there at Sam's Corner. Hey, Sam, as always, we appreciate you coming on the show. You have a great day.
Thanks, Bill. You
okay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.